Okay, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 6, text 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatva Putrasya Tat Karma Guruna Vihitam Ripaha Deshan Nishayam Asa Sutang Chakcha Vidhim Rusha Yatva Putrasya Tat Karma Guru Nabihi Kamritaha Deshani Sariham Asa Sutam Chakta Vidhim Rusha Yatva Putrasya Tat Karma Guru Nabihi Kamripaha Desha Nisari Hamasa Sutam Chakta Vidhim Rusha Yatva Putrasya Tat Karma Guru Nabihi Tam Ripaha Desha Nishtari Hamasa Sutam Chakta Vidhim Rusha. Okay.
Yatva Putrasya Tat Karma
Tadasya Tat Karma
Guruna Bhihi Tam Lipaha Desham Nisarayam Asa
Desham Nisarayam Asa
Sutam Chakta Vidhim Rusha
Sutam Chakta Vidhim Rusha. Okay. Yatva, knowing, Putrasya, of his son, Tat, that, Karma, action, Guruna, by the spiritual master Vasishta, Abhihitam, informed, Nripaha, the king Ikshvaku, Deshat, from the country. Nisarayam, Asa, drove away. Sutam, his son. Chyokta vidhim, because he violated the regulated principles. Rusha, out of anger. So translation, when King Ikshvaku, thus informed by Vasishta, understood what his son Bhikkhukshi had done, he was extremely angry. Then he ordered Bhikkhukshi to leave the country because Bhikkhukshi had violated the regulative principles. He'll repeat. When King Ikshvaku, thus informed by Vasishta, understood what his son Bhikkhukshi had done,
He was extremely angry.
Thus he ordered Bhikkhukshi to leave the country. Because Bhikkhukshi had violated the regulative principles. So there's no purport to this text nor the next many texts. So we're just going to keep reading. Text 10. Satu vipena samvadam yapakena samachadan jyotva kalivaram yogi sapina vapi yapanam. Having been instructed by the great and learned Brahmana Vasishtha, who discoursed about the absolute truth, Maharaj Ikshvaku became renounced. By following the principles for a yogi, he certainly achieved the supreme perfection after giving up his material body. Text 11. Pitaryuparatevyecha ikukshi pitivhim imam sashari jeharim yakyai shashara iti vishutaha. After his father's disappearance, Vikukshi returned to the country and thus became the king, ruling the planet Earth and performing various sacrifices to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vikukshi later became celebrated as Shashada. Text 12. Puranjayastasya sutta indravaha iti ritaka kakukshita iti chak yukta shrinu namani karma bihi. The son of Shashada was Puranjaya, who is also known as Indravaha and sometimes as Kakuchta. Please hear from me how he received different names for different activities. Text 13. Kritanta asit samahro temanam sahadannabahai aparshtigraho rito viro devardaitcha. Formerly, there was a devastating war between the demigods and the demons. The demigods, having been defeated, accepted Puranjaya as their assistant and then conquered the demons. Therefore, this hero is known as Puranjaya, he who conquered the residents of the demons. Text 14. Vachana deva devasya Vishnor Vishpatmana Prabhu Vahanatve Vrithastasya Babu Vendro Mahavishaha. Puranjaya agreed to kill all the demons on the condition that Indra would be his carrier. Because of pride, Indra could not accept this proposal, but later, by the order of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Indra did accept it and became a grateful carrier for Puranjaya. Text 15-16. Sasanado tanur divyam adaya vishikhanchitan stuyamanastam aruya yutsu kakkude sitaha. Tejasapya yato vishno Purashasha Mahatmanaha Pati Chandishi Daichanam Ayarunat Tridishai Puram. Well protected by armor and desiring to fight, Puranjaya took up a transcendental bow and very sharp arrows, and while being highly praised by the demigods, he got up on the back of the bull Indra and sat on its hump. Thus he is known as Kakuchta. Being empowered by Lord Vishnu, who is the super soul of the Supreme Person, Puranjaya sat on the great bull and is therefore known as Indrava. Surrounded by the demigods, he attacked the residents of the demons in the west. Text 17. Kaisasya chabut pradhanam Tumulam lo maharshanam yamaya ballar anayad doichanabi yadur mithe. There was a fierce battle between the demons and Puranjaya. Indeed, it was so fierce that when one hears about it, one's hairs stand on end. All the demons bold enough to come before Puranjaya were immediately sent to the residence of Yamaraj by his arrows. Text 18. tasyeshu pattabim kam yugantabnim mihorvanam prasishatu truvordaicha hanyamannasvam alayam. To save themselves from the blazing arrows of Indra Vaha, which resemble the flames of devastation at the end of the millennium. The demons who remained when the rest of their army was killed fled very quickly to their respective homes. Text 19. Jitva padandanam sarvam shastri kam vajrapanaye patna pratyayachat sarajashir iti namabir haritaha. After conquering the enemy, the saintly king Puranjaya gave everything, including the enemy's riches and wives, to Indra, who carries a thunderbolt. For this he is celebrated as Puranjaya. Thus Puranjaya is known by different names because of his different activities. Text 20. Puranjaya yasya putro bhut hanenas tatsuta pitahu vishwa gandhis tatashchandro yuvanashvastu tatsutaha. The son of Puranjaya was known as Anena. Anena's son was Prithu, and Prithu's son was Vishwagandhi. Vishwagandhi's son was Chandra, and Chandra's son was Yuvarashva. Text 21. Shravastastatsuto yena shravasti nirmame puri rahadashvastu shravastis tatha kuvaliyashpakaha. The son of Yuvanashva was Shravasta, who constructed a township known as Shravastapuri. The son of Shravasta was Brihadashva, and his son was Kuvalayashva. In this way, the dynasty increased. Text 22. Yapriyatam mutankasya dundu nama surambale sutanam meka vimshatya sahasra ahanadvitaha. To satisfy the sage Utanka, the greatly powerful Kuvalashva killed a demon named Dundu. He did this with the assistance of his 21,000 servants. Texts 23-24. Dundumara iti kyoktas tatsutas teja jajvahlu dundur mukadnina sarve chaya eva vaseshataha tridashva kapilashvascha Abhadrashva iti bharata tridashva putra haryasko vikumbastatsutasvataha. O Maharaj Pariksit, for this reason, Kuvalayasya is celebrated as Dundumara, the killer of Dundu. All but three of his sons, however, were burned to ashes by the fire emanating from Dundu's mouth. The remaining sons were Dhritarashtra, Kapilashtra, and Bhadrashtra. From Dhritarashtra's son, from Dhritarashtra, came a son named Haryashtra, whose son was celebrated as Nikumba. Text 25. Mahalashtra Nikumbasya Krishashtra Tasya Senajit Yuvanashtra Bhavatasya Sonapatyo Vadam Gataha. The son of Nikumba was Bahulashtra. The son of Bahulashtra was Krishashtra. The son of Krishashtra was Senajit, and the son of Senajit was Yuvanashtra. Yuvanashtra had no sons, and thus retired from family life and went to the forest. Text 26. Bharya shatena nirvindha, vishayosha pribalabha, Ishtim smavratyam chakrur andrim te sushamahitaha. Although Yuvanashva went to the forest with his 100 wives, all of them were very morose. The sages in the forest, however, being very kind to the king, began very carefully and attentively performing an Indra Yajna so that the king might have a son. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. One may enter the Vanaprastha order of life with his wife, but the Vanaprastha order means complete retirement from household life. Although King Yuvanashva retired from family life, he and his wives were always morose because he had no son. Comment a little bit about this. So, Omagana Tivananda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chaturu Meditam Yena Tuzmai Shigurveda Maha. So, this was actually premature Vanaprastha life. And also there's premature sannyas life and premature vanaprastha life, and one is not actually ready for those particular activities. Srila Prabhupada, when he was present, he gave sometimes sannyas prematurely to people. And the reason he gave sannyas prematurely to people, even though he knew it was premature sannyas, was that it was an emergency situation. So in order to actually carry forth this Krishna consciousness movement and to enable Prabhupada to do as much as he could within the 11 years in which he was preaching, he had to just deputize people that later on he knew would not be able to keep the order of sannyas. That was an emergency circumstance. Under emergency circumstances, people can do duties that they're not ordinarily accustomed to doing, is not according to their nature in the Varnashram system. And of course, as we see, that most of the people that Prabhupada gave sannyas to were not able to maintain the sannyas order of life. So Vanaprastha is similar, that one should be ready not to leave his wife and children, but to engage them in Krishna's service and not be interested anymore in being a prajapati. That's the point. In other words, one has to be renounced from sex life. And you see that these wives who were not renounced, they wanted a child. And actually Prabhupada said that it is the duty of a man to give his wife a child. You know, nowadays, of course, when people get married, and they don't have children, but it is their duty to give the wife a child. Now, why is that? So, traditionally, so that the child would take care of the wife in her old age, and the man would take sannyas or take vanaprastha. And also for the emotional needs of the lady. Just like you see, actually it's an interesting story. I don't know if I should talk about it, but anyway. Just like you see, one time Prabhupada was on a farm community. And this is not about women. This is about cows. So one time Prabhupada was on a farm community, and the cows, that's the female, the bovine species, in case you hadn't figured that out. Because actually, it's interesting, sometimes Prabhupada would say male cows. But actually, strictly speaking, you know, linguistically speaking, it's not correct. It's not. There's no such thing as a male cow. It's called a bull or an oxen, which is not a male or a female. So Prabhupada was listening to the cows, and the cows were moaning. You know, they were moaning. Whatever. I can't imitate the sound of a cow. And Prabhupada said, you have to breed the cows. And the cows, of course, this is a natural, it's a biological, you know, psychological, emotional type of thing that the cows need to have a calf. And they become so attached to the calf that later on, if you try to separate, and we had to do that because we were milking the cow at one particular point, But the cow will just like cry like crazy, and the calf will cry like crazy. Not that we separated them eternally, but we separated them just while we were milking the cow. And then the calf came back. And actually, Prabhupada said, if you want to milk a cow, the best thing to do is to tie the calf up near the cow's head. You know, let the calf drink a little bit. Because, of course, if the calf drinks too much, then the calf will get sick. Because the cow, it's interesting, you know, sometimes you get these atheistic people who say that the cow is not meant for us. It's not meant for us to drink cow milk. It's only meant for the calf. But the problem is, Hare Krishna, the problem is the cow gives so much milk that the calf would get extremely sick if the calf drank all the milk. So that it's not just that we bred, not we, but people bred the cows to be that way, but that's the way they are. They give more milk, and if you don't milk them, it'll be very painful for the cow, and then we'll dry up anyway. So, therefore, Prabhupada advised the devotees to breed the cows, and the cows were very happy with their calves, and they lived happily ever after. Of course, that's another story. So, therefore, it wasn't time for the king to take Vanaprast. But Vanaprast is actually a very important ashram in the Vedic system. In fact, in Kali Yuga, Vanaprast is the recommended level of renunciation for someone in household life, not sannyas. As we've been reading earlier, there are several things that are prohibited in Kali Yuga. You know, like Ashrameda, Gomeda, offering flesh to the ancestors, taking sannyas, or someone having children with his brother's wife. So those are the five things that are forbidden. So sannyas, of course, Prabhupada did say sannyas is forbidden. That's in reference to Mayavadi or impersonal sannyas. But actually sannyas in general is forbidden, except in the case of preaching Krishna consciousness, except in the case where preaching can be increased. So the preferable stage of renunciation is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that's called Kshetra Sannyasa, which is a type of Vanaprastha. Kshetra Sannyasa means that the householder and his wife and the grown kids, if they want to hang around, they remain in a holy place serving. And that particular type of sannyas was taken by Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was not married, but he took Kshetra sannyas. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that is the recommended type of sannyas, not the traveling around or whatever, unless you can increase the preaching, like Prabhupada did. Because actually the traditional form of sannyas, the Vaishnava form of sannyas, was to actually wear a gamsha, a white gamsha, and just basically have nothing. And who is ready for that nowadays? I mean, basically, if it snows a little, people can't even come to the temple. That snows a little, snows a lot. Anyway, it's not that difficult. But people are not that renounced nowadays. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur developed this type of sannyas that was only meant for preaching. So this Kshetra sannyas was the sannyas that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami accepted. And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, he took a vow to always serve Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is the deity in Jagannath Puri that's sitting down. And he was so devoted to the deity of Tota Gopinath that the Tota Gopinath agreed to sit down so that he could dress him because he was getting old. And that really shows great devotion. That if Radha Gopinanda would get down and so on, like Mother Krishna Priya, she's not old, she's young, she's getting younger. But anyway, as Radha Gopinanda would step down from the altar and say, please dress us, Mother, that would show a lot of devotion. So in the same way, this Tota Gopinath, which is a big deity, I think if he was to stand up, he'd probably be 5 or 6 feet tall. I mean, not a small deity. He's big. I mean, at least 6 feet tall. Those of you with the Jagannath Puri have seen him. And so obviously it's kind of hard to dress him if you're getting older. Or even if you're younger, it's hard to dress him unless you happen to be 6 feet tall. And so in order to allow Gadadharapandit Goswami to dress him, he sat down. And this is one of the few deities of Krishna that's sitting down. It's not like Radha Gopal, who's like crawling, who's sitting down and he's playing his flute like this. A really beautiful deity. Anyway, Gadadharapandit Goswami took this vow to always remain in Jagannath Puri. However, in one particular point, he almost broke this vow. And that was when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving Jagannath Puri to go on a tour. And he could not bear the separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he actually followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of Jagannath Puri. And what happened is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got upset with him. He said, "What about your vow of Kshetra Sannyas?" And Gadadharapandit Goswami said, "Let my vow," very heavy, "let my vow go to hell." Normally you can't do that. But he was protected because of his devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just said, "Get back." No, not in those words, of course, but "go back to Jagannath Puri and take care." And he did. And he didn't follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in spite of being the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the most intimate associates, I mean, there are others like Jagannatha Pandit, Surup Damodar, Sikamahiti's sister, and Ramananda Roy, in spite of being one of the most intimate associates, he never left, other than that brief time that he tried to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never left Jagannath Puri because he'd taken that vow always to serve the deities. And of course, he is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani. He's not an ordinary jiva soul. But he showed the importance of dedication. Importance of dedication, importance of what one should do when they get older. If one is not capable of like traveling and preaching, making new devotees, everything like that, then stay in one place and worship the deities or do some service for Krishna. I mean, there's many types of service one could do, remaining in one place. So that's Kshetra Sannyas. So that's what's recommended here. So no one should prematurely take Kshetra Sannyas when they're, let's see, how many wives did he have? I forget right now. 100 wives. No one should take Kshetra Sannyas or any type of sannyas or vanaprastha if you have 100 wives and they don't have any kids. That's my recommendation. Anyway, we'll go on to the next verse because it's a very short purport. And so, text 27. Rajata yagya sadhanam pravishto nishi tarshataha drishta shiadam vipramstam papal mantra jalam swayam. Being thirsty one night, the king entered the arena of sacrifice, and when he saw all the brahmanas lying down, he personally drank the sanctified water meant to be drunk by his wife. And Srila Prabhupada explains that yajnas performed by the brahmanas according to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are so potent that the sanctifying of water by Vedic mantras can bring about the desired result. In this instance, the brahmanas sanctified the water so that the king's wife might drink it in the yajna. But by providence, the king himself went there at night and being thirsty, drank the water. I mean, it's so potent. These ingredients that the brahmanas sanctify, that even, let's say, even if the king hadn't drunk the water and the wives didn't show up, they could have produced a child just with the water. And the example of that, or we have in the Mahabharata, we had King Drupada. King Drupada, of course, had great animosity towards Dronacharya. The reason for that was that Dronacharya was his classmate when they were in Gurukula, and Dronacharya later on came. And Drupada was a king, Dronacharya was a Brahmin. Dronacharya later came to claim his friendship, you know, just say, you know, let's be buddies again. And Drupada refused. He said, get out of here. You're just a lowly Brahmana. And then Dronacharya did something very interesting. He enlisted the Pandavas to teach Drupada a lesson, because Dronacharya was the martial arts teacher of the Pandavas. And he conquered Drupada's kingdom. And then later gave Drupada back half his kingdom. So Drupada was so fried with this that he had a sacrifice performed. He was having a sacrifice performed for having a child that would actually be able to conquer. Dronacharya, killed Dronacharya. And so with this sacrifice, there was no lady involved, obviously. Actually, the story is that Jupiter's wife was busy decorating herself when it came time to drink the oblation. And the Brahmanas, feeling so upset that she wasn't coming, she was actually just putting her makeup on or something like that. Some stupid thing that ladies do. So anyway, so she was putting her makeup or decorating herself, so they got upset and they threw the oblations in the fire without her. And as a result, Drishtadyumna came out of the fire. And then, of course, Draupadi came out of the fire. So in this way, they didn't need her. So in other words, these oblations and the mantras were so powerful that they could produce a child even without a man or a woman being there. And of course, in this particular case, you're going to see how the king gave birth to his own kid. Which is quite interesting. I'm going to continue. There's actually quite a few verses here. Anyway, unless we have some questions or comments? Questions, comments, arguments, problems? No? So we'll go on. All right. Text 28. Utitaste nisham yata yuta kam kala shambrabo rapachu kasya karmetam itam pum savanam jalam. When the Brahmanas got up from bed and saw the water pot empty, they inquired who had done this work of drinking the water meant for begetting a child. Rajna pittam vidipvapavai ishvara prahitena te ishvaraya namaschakrur ahotayvam balam balam. When the Brahmanas came to understand that the king, inspired by the supreme controller, had drunk the water, they all exclaimed, alas, the power of providence is real power. No one can counteract the power of the supreme. In this way, they offer their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Text 30. Tatkala upavritte kukshim nirvidya dakshinam yuvanaspasya tanagyash chakravarti ajajanaha. Thereafter, in due course of time, the son, with all the good symptoms of a powerful king, came forth from the lower right side of King Yuvanashva's abdomen. Whoever said that man can't give birth? Text 31. Kamdashati kumaro yam stanye ro yate brisham mamdata vatsama rotir itindro deshinim adat. The baby cried so much for breast milk that all the Brahmanas were very unhappy. Who will take care of this baby? They said. Then Indra, who was worshipped in that yajna, came forth and solaced the baby. Did not cry, Indra said. Then Indra put his index finger in the baby's mouth and said, you may drink me. Text 32. Na mamara pita dasya vipradeva prasadataha yuvanashko ta tatraiva kapasa siddham anvagat. Because Yuvanashva, the father of the baby, was blessed by the brahmanas, he did not fall a victim to death. After this incident, he performed severe austerities and achieved perfection on that very spot. Next text, 33-34. Tushadasyur itindronga, itindronga, vidade nama yashyavai yasmat tushyanti yud. Vigna dasyavo ravanadiyaha yovanashko tata mandhata chakravarchavanim prabhu sapta dvipa vatimeka shashacha chuta tejasa. Mandhata, the son of Yuvanashva, was the cause of fear for Ravana and other thieves and rogues and caused anxiety. O King Parikshit, because they feared him, the son of Yuvanashva was known as Atrasadasyu. This name was given by King Indra. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Yuvanashva was so powerful that when he became emperor, he ruled the entire world consisting of seven islands without any second ruler. Text 35-36. Ijecha yajanam kratu viratma vidbu ridakshinahe sarva deva maiham devam sarvatma kam atindriyam dravyam mantro vidur yo yajamanas tatarvijaha dharmo teshas chakalascha sarvametadyat atvakam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not different from the auspicious aspects of great sacrifices, such as the ingredients of the sacrifice, the chanting of Vedic hymns, the regulated principles, the performer, the priest, the results of sacrifice, the arena of sacrifice, and the time of sacrifice. Knowing the principles of self-realization, Vandanta worship that transcendentally situated Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who comprises all the demigods, he also gave immense charity to the brahmanas, and thus he performed yajna to worship the Lord. Jai. All glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.